This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Well, after a harshly cold winter that set records in parts of Vermont for cold, spring is actually in the air and around the corner, and with it, playoff season for college winter sports in Vermont. Here to tell us more about what's expected to be a busy playoff weekend is our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. Andy, great to see you.
Great to be back with you, Mitch.
So, first off, basketball. Disappointment for the UVM Catamounts, who didn't even get a shot at revenge against their America East rivals Albany, losing instead in an upset to number 3 Stony Brook. What happened?
Well, this was a mild upset at best, Mitch. Stony Brook was the preseason favorite to win the America East title. They have far and away the best player in the league, and forward Jameel Warney, who two-time player of the year, a double-double machine in points and rebounds. This was a veteran team with two guards who could really cause havoc with penetration and shooting. And Vermont is a young team, very, very young. They had 6 freshmen that were keys for them. It was a game Vermont could have won, but in the end, Stony Brook is a deserving finalist against Albany.
They were up by 12 at one point, though, Vermont was, and they were on their home court, still couldn't get it done.
It was a wild game, Mitch. Vermont up by 16 in the first half, then down by 11 in the second half, but comes back, ties the game. They just had some slip-ups down the stretch, missed free throws, turnovers. Maybe next year will be the time that they can put this together.
So let's move on to hockey, and again, UVM was pushed to the brink in this one in their opening round series against Maine. How do things look for the Catamounts now?
Well, now they have a very interesting matchup at Boston College this weekend in a best-of-3 series. History is not on Vermont's side. These two teams have met 6 times in the postseason, and every time BC has ended Vermont's year. But Coach Kevin Sneddon feels optimistic about this meeting for a couple of reasons. One, they split 2 games during the regular season at BC. Vermont won 3-2 in overtime after giving up a tying goal in the final 10 seconds. And this was a moral victory as well as a real victory for Vermont because they'd played well in the past at BC and just came up shorthanded. Just couldn't seem to get a win. They're going to carry that confidence of that victory with them into this series this weekend.
How about our local Division III teams?
Well, once again, we're filled up both on the men's and the women's side. Yeah, with the men, Norwich and Plattsburgh are back in the NCAA Division III final field of 11. Plattsburgh are in Dubai and won't play until next weekend. Norwich is home this weekend against Plymouth State. And Coach Mike McShane thinks it's a good shot for his team to maybe get a crack at a 4th title. It's a different type of Norwich team in that they don't have the offensive firepower they've had in the past. They're more defensive from the net out sort of team, but they do have a sensational player, Mike Pelletier, who was the ECAC East Player of the Year this season.
Now, for UVM women in hockey, I know things didn't end quite the way they wanted to, but we are going to be talking about the legacy left by one, Amanda Pelkey, someone you've been writing about for quite some time. What can you tell us about her?
Well, Amanda is one of a kind. She will stand as the gold standard in Vermont women's hockey for many years to come. She is a member of the national team and now is actually hoping that she'll get the call for the World Championships next month in Sweden. She's an alternate on that team. So if anybody goes down from the original selections, she'll step in.
You always wonder if she had had a little more firepower around her to skate with, what she could have accomplished, and still she had such an amazing career.
She is very much on the national team's radar. She has shown up well in previous competitions and training camps, and she's young. She's just going to turn 22 in May when she graduates, so it's a bright future for her.
There are a number of women's NCAA Division III teams in our area. How are they doing?
Well, we're going to have a local showdown in the NCAA 8-team women's field for Division III on Saturday at Kenyon Arena. Middlebury will host Norwich. And this is a rematch of a regular season game, which Middlebury won in overtime 2-1. And that's pretty much saved the Panthers' bacon when it came to the selection. They got an at-large bid because they lost the NESCAC title to Trinity in double overtime. Norwich won its division, the ECAC East, and so it got an automatic berth. And Coach Bill Mandigo thinks that it was the win over Norwich in the regular season that punched Middlebury's ticket for the NCAAs.
Now, I'm not sure if the conditions are optimal for skiing right about now, but the NCAA championships are underway. UVM seems to be the powerhouse of schools in this week's co-ed competition. Is that the case?
Well, from the East, certainly. They've dominated, the Catamounts have dominated the East for the past 3 years, and they will be the Eastern favorite. But the real power, once again, looks like it lies out West, with Colorado defending champion Denver and Utah. Colorado has a shot at its 20th title. It's very strong in Nordic. Denver has 22 titles. If Vermont is going to claim a seventh title, and their first since 2012, it'll be behind their alpine skiers. And today is the giant slalom competition at Whiteface. And look for Christina Reese Johannesson, who is the defending champion, NCAA champion, to lead the way there, along with teammate Ellie Terwiel. On the men's side, freshman Will St. Germain won the Eastern titles in both slalom and giant slalom last month on the same Whiteface course. So Vermont will have that advantage of being familiar with the course.
There are so many schools to talk about and so many sort of get short shrift due to time constraints and what have you. I know you wanted to mention at least one school that pulled off a pretty big feat recently.
It was a great season for Southern Vermont College men's basketball. It won the ECAC New England Division III title by beating Fitchburg State 71-69 last weekend. It's the first title for Southern Vermont College in any sport. The team finished 25-4, which is the best record in the program's 25-year history. So hats off to SVC.
VPR sports correspondent Andy Gardner, as always, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Mitch.